Amy Wolf, President and CEO of AgSafe.
So on July 18th, the Ag and Legal Workforce Act was introduced. Can you explain what some of the major provisions of this legislation are and how it differs from what we have now with H-2A?
So Chairman Goodlatte, who's chair of the House Judiciary Committee, has been really shepherding immigration reform. And so the new bill that was introduced on July 18th is an effort to combine our existing agricultural guest worker program, the H-2A visa program, with the H-2B guest worker program, which is a program that is designed for foreign workers to serve in other non-agricultural, non-field, non-farm capacities. And so the bill is attempting to correct a lot of the excessive nature that we see that comes with the H-2A program. So a couple of key points that are takeaways. First and foremost, and what is new in this bill versus previous iterations that have been introduced, is this would allow for three-year visas. That includes a 60-day touchback program. Currently, our H-2A visa program only allows for workers to be in the country for 10 months. It changes some of the requirements that employers have to no longer provide housing or transportation. However, the chairman has said he hopes that within the marketplace, those things will still be made available as part of competitive advantage that different growers are offering to workers. It would allow workers to now be at-will employees, which means they'd be able to move from farm to farm. And in doing so, again, a new piece to this version of the legislation is that a database would be created of individuals that are here on an H-2C visa that a grower could use to research where has this individual worked previously to ensure that this is someone who is in good standing with their visa and really just provide an additional layer of documentation and double check relative to the program. Currently with the H-2A program, individuals have to guarantee 75% of the contract for however long they choose to bring someone to the country to work, again, up to 3 years. This reduces that requirement down to 50%. And another meaningful piece is a change in how individuals are paid. Currently, there's an adverse wage, which the Department of Labor works to provide different dollar amounts, different hourly wage amounts, but it varies across the board, across the country, and quite frankly, can get confusing, changes on an annual basis. This would set the wage at either the state minimum wage or 115% of the federal minimum wage, whichever is higher. And it certainly doesn't preclude growers from offering additional compensation, which we're beginning to see even with the H-2A program in the forms of production bonuses or piece weight bonuses, things like that. You know, as far as my thoughts on what the potential success of the bill is, you know, this is the chairman's third iteration of introducing a piece of immigration reform in this Congress. And there's a lot of needs to be met, a lot of demands being placed from various members of Congress. I will say the fact that the bill currently has 80 co-sponsors, four of which are Democrats, is a clear sign that this is probably the strongest and best chance that immigration reform, specific to addressing issues that the agricultural industry has, this is probably the best chance that it's had in all of the iterations of legislation that has been introduced. But the reality is immigration is a very divisive issue. And when you look across this Congress and you look at the challenges that they've had in tackling broad immigration reform, the ability to tackle some of the very specific details of agricultural worker immigration reform, it still feels like a big rock going up a very steep hill.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.